Oh my God, there you are. Come here, come here, come here, come here, come here. I needed that. Oh, sweetheart, we have been over this. Nothing is wrong with me kissing you like that. We are friends, remember? And friends can kiss each other on the lips. Can't they? Oh, of course you can't kiss your other friends. You and I are more special friends. Remember? Just try not to think about it too much, you know. Sometimes you can kind of overcomplicate things, so. Whew, you know, part of me wants to get rid of some of those locks, but better safe than sorry. So, what did you want to talk about when you called me? You seemed kind of frustrated. Ugh, it's your parents. What did they do this time? An argument? They rarely even speak to you to begin with. What the hell got them so riled up that they would actually talk to you? What? No, I heard what you said. It's just... The fucking audacity of those two pieces of shit to even think about anything about our relationship. It's absurd. Of all the times for them to get involved in their son's life, it's the one thing they have no fucking business being involved in. It's fucking ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Oh, honey, don't say that. Don't say that. There is no truth to anything those two have to say. Don't even entertain it. Just move on. What if they're right? They are never, never right. And our relationship, you and I, it's not weird. It's not inappropriate. It is perfectly normal for a younger guy like you to have a relationship with an older woman. It's nothing crazy. It isn't. Look, honey, you aren't thinking straight. You've been dealing with your parents for far too long. Well, why don't we head to the bedroom and just calm down and take a breather. Come on. Come on, dear. Besides, you really do look tired. You think you feel fine, but you just aren't, are you? No. And I know better. I mean, the look in your eyes, your movements, your speech. I'm surprised you're even able to walk here. Honey, you really need some rest. Okay, all right. Now you're starting to piss me off. Don't forget, you came to me about this, and I'm trying to help you. But I can't help you when you're not in the right state of mind. So now, why don't you come with me to the bedroom? Right now. Oh, there we go, good boy. All right, lay down, and I'll get in bed after you. There we go. Oh, good. Now I'm going to grab your head and I'm going to pull you into my chest, all right? Oh, shh. Don't complain, dear. I know you're an adult now, but I don't care. This has helped you in the past and it'll help now. So get over here. I know you really don't want to make me angry, do you? No. There you go. There you go. Just like that. Good boy. Now just lay there. And don't say a word, all right? I'll do the talking. So, clear your mind of all worries and stresses. Relax your muscles. Melt into my warm embrace. There you go. Oh, yeah. Feel my hand as I gently stroke your head. Feel that? Feel my soft chest wrapped around your face. My arms firmly holding you here, never, ever, 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 ever letting you go. You're safe here in my arms. Nobody can hurt you. It's just you and me. There we go. There we go. There we go. How do you feel, sweetheart? Better? Good, good. See, this is why our relationship is important. Only I can do this for you. Give you a place to lay your head, to ease your worries. And your parents, well, they just don't understand that. And that's why I stopped talking to your bitch of a mother. She just doesn't get it. She has such an amazing, talented, intelligent, loving son. But she just couldn't handle the responsibilities that came with it. And I'm sorry to say this. I'm sorry, but she is a weak and terrible woman, and your father. Your father, he is just as bad. He does just as bad. How does such a pathetic, incompetent, ignorant loser create someone as perfect as you? They could never give you what you need. I mean, they can barely keep their marriage together, let alone take care of a child. It's disgusting. Really, it's disgusting. That's why I needed to step in. When you had a recital or a football game, who was always in the audience cheering you on? That's right, it's me. And when you struggled with your schoolwork, who was the first to help you out? That's right, me again. Who fed you, housed you, bathed you, cared for you when you were sick or had a broken bone? Who paid for all your belongings, your phone, your car, the clothes on your back? When your parents were too preoccupied to do it. Me. Me. It's always been me. It always has and always will be. Your parents, they just have no say in anything we do because they weren't the ones to raise you. I was. So don't let their words infect your mind, okay? I would rather die than let those two take my sweet boy away from me. They don't understand. You know, that nobody understands except you and me. Words can't describe how much you mean to me. Why, even after my divorce, I thought that was it for me. My life was just going to fall apart and I couldn't do anything about it. And then I met you. Someone just as broken and helpless as me, and I knew from that moment that we needed each other. We were meant for each other. You weren't meant for those filthy fucking creatures. You were meant for me. You should have been mine from the beginning, but instead, I had to bide my time. Slowly involve myself in your life, and man, make sure you knew how much we need each other. You don't know how much control, no, how much restraint I had to use to stop myself from taking you all together, stealing you away in the night, you know, locking you in my bedroom, keeping you here for my eyes and my eyes alone. But instead, I had to do things a long way, but it worked out. And now you're here with me. And after today, that's all you really need. Not your parents, friends, coworkers, or bosses. All of them just want to take you away. Leave you sad and alone with nobody to run to when they hurt you. But I won't do that. I'm the only person that you can trust. Nobody else knows you like I know you. From the food you like, the clothes you wear, what makes you happy, angry, sad. The way you wash yourself in the morning. The way you masturbate. Oh, don't act so surprised, sweetheart. You're the one who keeps doing it when you sleep over. Before it wasn't as obvious since you slept in the guest room, but once you started sleeping with me, it was very suspicious to get up in the middle of the night, walk into my bathroom, and not so quietly jerk off. And I mean, how was I not going to notice? Oh, no, 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 no. Don't be embarrassed, sweetheart. In fact, it's fine. It's fine. It's actually, it's more than fine. I absolutely love it. Because I know I'm the one you're stroking to. Oh, honey, don't lie to me. You know it's the truth, you know? Anytime I so much as graze you with my hand, you start pitching a tent. And you aren't exactly shy about it either. I mean, you're hard as we speak. Aren't you? No, 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 no. Don't be embarrassed. I told you. I told you it's perfectly fine. In fact, let me just reach down and give this guy a little love. You weren't expecting this today, were you? Well, I was. I've been waiting for a long time. The day I finally got to touch you, not as a caregiver, but as a woman. And now that we're here, there's no going back. We aren't just friends anymore. We're gonna be lovers, and that's what we were always meant to be. Look, I know it's a lot to hear right now, but I'm not waiting anymore. I have watched you grow into a beautiful young man, and I'll be damned if some other bitch takes what I've spent years working towards. You are my perfect man. You are everything to me. And everything you are belongs to me. You know, your mind, your spirit, your body, all of it is mine. Mine to love and cherish for the rest of our lives. Oh, shh, baby, shh, 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 shh. Calm down. You don't need to think about it. You don't need to think about anything anymore. Just leave all the decision-making to me. Besides, it's not like thinking will do any good. All thinking has ever done is hurt you, right? Remind you of how shitty your life is when I'm not around. And keep you away from what will be the best thing that's ever happened to you. And I promise, once you stop thinking and surrender yourself to me, you will be the happiest you have ever been. And a sweet little deal, you say yes right now, I'll fuck you so good tonight you'll pass out after. All you have to do is say yes. It's that simple. So what'll it be? A miserable life stuck with your pathetic parents? Or a life with me? I knew you'd make the right choice. How does your first hand job feel, sweetheart? Feel my hand move up and down this beautiful cock? Thank you, sweetheart, but I'm sure you want to do much more than this, don't you? So let me get up and get this shirt off. And these pants. There we go. Perfect. That's right. That's right. No bra, no panties. I never, ever wear them when you're here. Just in case something like this happened, I want it to be easily accessible. In case my perfect boy finally made a move on me. Now, why don't you be a dear? Stand up and let me undress you. That's it. Get over here. Let's start with a shirt. It's part one. Oh my god, your body is amazing. Look at these cute little nipples of yours. Mind if I just pinch them a little bit? Oh, new feeling. Oh, don't worry. You'll get very used to it soon. Now the best part, the pants. There he is. That majestic cock of yours. Oh god, it looks delicious. I'm gonna do so many things with this. Just you wait. But for tonight, take things a little bit slowly. Especially since you're a virgin, I want this to be a night to remember. So let's get back in bed. And I want you to do something I haven't done with anyone else before. I want you to slide that cock between these nice, thick thighs. Got it? Good. That's so. Here, let's make it nice and wet. There we go. That's it. Slide right in. Oh, that's it, dear. Now thrust as much as you want. Oh, that's good. How's it feel? I feel good. Yeah. That's it. Slam those hips against my thighs. Fuck them as much as you want. Move closer, sweetheart. Yeah, that's it. Wrap your arms around me. Shove your face between these fat fucking tits. Get nice and close. This is where you fucking belong, isn't it? Smothered by my massive tits as you slam your cock between my thighs. You're pulling even closer. I can feel you sinking into me. Clutching this mature body like your life fucking depends on it. Oh, I'm gonna ruin you, dear. Turn you into a horny mess. My horny mess that needs his dick touching my soft body at all hours of the day. Oh, someone's excited. You must really like my thighs. Well, don't worry. We'll do this every day if it means I get to feel your hot load between my... Speaking of which, you're about to come, aren't you? I can feel you throbbing between my thighs. You're already slick with your pre-cum. They're already so slick. Might as well give them the real thing. Come on, just do it, baby. Do it. Come for me. Come between these thick thighs. Come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Oh, wait. Hold on, dear. You're getting a bit too close. You're getting a bit too close. You might want to calm down. Oh. This is my pussy. Here, my pussy. Oh my god, here you come. You're gonna come inside me. Oh. I can feel you coming inside me. Oh my god. Oh, you shoved it inside my pussy. Oh, you got, there's so much. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Baby, I didn't think you would actually come inside me. Wait, what did you just call me? No, don't act dumb. You just called me mommy, didn't you? You naughty, naughty boy. You don't know what you just did. And since you wanted to be so bold just now, mommy is going to have to teach you a lesson. Yeah. Oh. Now we're talking. You like me being on top of you, sweetheart? This is my favorite fucking way to fuck. Because I get to see my boy's beautiful eyes while he sits there and lets me do whatever the fuck I want to him. So be a good boy for me. And let mommy ride this dick. Sit. Feel mommy slam her hips down onto your body. Since you wanted to come inside me so bad, you're gonna do it all over again. Mommy sinks down onto your cock and milks every drop with her mature cunt. Come on, give mommy a kiss right now. Oh, she really needs it. Thank you. Mommy loves kissing her sweet fucking boy. I'm gonna kiss you so fucking much. You're gonna have to pry me off you. Oh. What was that, sweetheart? Oh. What? What? You love me? Oh, I have wanted to hear those words for so long. I love you too, baby. I fucking adore you. You're the only reason I have to keep going. My reason to wake up in the morning. The person I could never live without. I love you. I love you. Oh fuck, I'm about to come. Come with me, sweetheart. Come on, come with mommy. Fill my pussy. Come with me. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Oh. Oh fuck. Oh yeah. Yeah, there it is. There it is. There it is. Oh. Oh. Oh, thank you, dear. Thank you so much. I love you. I love you. I can't wait for our new life together. We have so much to do. First, we have to get married, and we can skip the ceremony. All I need is the paperwork, then you'll be mine completely. Physically, mentally, spiritually, and legally. And of course, that means we're gonna move. I don't need your pesky parents around us, do we? I can already hear their shrill voices screaming at me. I'm thinking we can move somewhere more secluded, like maybe a forest cabin or something, where it's just us two and nobody else. Where we can fuck as loud as we want and nobody complains or interferes with us. But before any of that, I need more of your cum. We still have a long night ahead of us, and we aren't stopping until one of us passes out, so buckle up. Because it's time for round three. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh.